بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Now that we have a chance by sitting at home, we have a lot of time to introspect and see our weaknesses, our shortcomings, especially when it comes to our character. When it comes to ibadat, dhikr, Quran, tilawat, da'wat, Ulama explained these are all ibadat in which there is some amount of joy and some sweetness. Then you have those ibadat that are but bitter when it comes to conflict with one's family members, how to contain it and how to react. This all has to do with one's character. To correct our character, our akhlaq, we call it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the noble character dissolves sins just as salt dissolves ice. And evil character destroys worship just as vinegar destroys honey. Also Nabi Ali Salatu Salaam mentioned, the most beloved to me and the one that is closest to me in the hereafter and Qiyamah will be the one whose character is good, and the one most disliked by me and the most furthest away from me in the hereafter will be the one whose character is evil. Together with this, Nabi Ali Salatu Salaam mentioned, he who is deprived of softness has been deprived of all goodness. Now we have a lot of time to look in the mirror, because we're all at home. But look into the mirror of the heart and use every one of our family members at home as a mirror. My children, my wife, be it my in-laws there. Look into every one of them and their character, those good things they have in them, I must inculcate within myself. And together with that, may Allah Ta'ala save them from all my evil. This is how I reform my character. Not that I become one character, but I reform my character. All these noble character, Ulama explained, there are almost 20 plus things that make up noble and good character for us to see. If we talk about good character, the person is very good, his akhlaq is good, or she is very good, always smiling, makes salam so sweetly, so nicely, etc. It should be genuine character. My beloved Sheikh Abdul Hamid Sahib says it should not be. Yes, I have a smile with everybody, but behind the scenes, I've got daggers with that person. That now we are... Now because of lockdown, we're going to have an afternoon siesta, qirula, which we should be taking also a sunnat, few minutes or at least half an hour of resting the body, so that we can wake up for the tahajjud salah. We're about to get into bed, and we just say to the wife, or the wife says to the husband, I hope nobody comes to visit. And now we hear the bell that is ringing. And we see in the intercom who is there, at now they have to come. So when you open the door with a big smile, MashaAllah, you came, we're so happy, we're waiting for you all. Now there's double standards. Yes, you should welcome them, but have genuine muhabbat and love for every single person. So what makes up noble character? Inshallah, we discuss these things over a few days. Amongst the things that make up noble character, as I mentioned, a person might say that he or she always got a smile, always making salam, always meeting, always greeting, always phoning, we out of the way, sending hadiah. We send something to their home, they'll never send it back empty. They will send something. Very good people, very good character. But what is real character in the eyes of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We'll just enumerate them for our understanding, and then we will discuss every one of them. The things that make up noble and good character is repentance, that we make tawbah to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Patience, gratitude, fear of Allah, hope in Allah, disinclination from the world, modesty, trust in Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, love of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, desire to meet Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, all this is part of good character. Seeking the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in one's worship, that is sincerity in fulfilling the worship, according to Sunnah referred to as Sidq, keeping this thought in mind that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is watching us, Allah is Basir, which is called Muraqabah, to take stock of one's good and evil actions daily, pondering over the creation of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, attaining the recognition and greatness of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, fulfilling of promises, humility, mercy and compassion, to be pleased in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's decision for us, tawakkul, to trust in Allah, hilm, forbearance, tafweed, taslim, which we call tafweez, handing our affairs over to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and yaqeen, conviction in Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. All these things make up good character. For me to weigh myself now on the scale of character, how good is my character in the eyes of Allah? People might say that, MashaAllah, what a good person you are. But in our homes right now, we can learn one thing. This sifaka lendin, the bartering and exchanging of good characteristics and habits. This we go in the path of Allah, we learn also. That we see others with good habits, that one is good at khidmat, this one is good at making ta'aleem, this certain sati and brother is good at speaking, giving the bayan, etc. So we learn these things. In the home also, we have children, we have in-laws, we have the wife, to see their good qualities in them and take it out from them. Don't go on now, putting them down, you like this and you like that. Should be myself first. Every one of them is a mirror for me, to see my evil. I look at them and see my bad characteristics and how I should change. So we take the good from everyone in the house. That person is good at Quran tilawat, is good. She's always in dhikr, always reading Quran, always doing this. Good things, I take that from them. And together with that, we make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala saves all of them from my evil and keep them with afiyat. May Allah ta'ala give us understanding to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.